Even if you've never seen a production of Macbeth, chances are you know the story, maybe even some of the lines.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done.
The story opens with the witches, the weird sisters who predict the rise and ultimately the fall of a man prepared to murder his way to the throne of Scotland.
Where the place?
Upon the heath.
There to meet with Macbeth.
It's always been one of the most popular and most performed of Shakespeare's works. But stories abound of accidents, falling scenery, even deaths linked to the play. So theatre people often believe it has to be treated with the utmost caution.
I completely buy in to all the superstitions surrounding that play, having had my own horrible, frightening time with it.
Sally Wingert is one of the Twin Cities' most respected actors. However, she will not quote from nor name what's known as the Scottish play when inside a theatre. She won't even say the title character's name. She says it's best just not to tempt fate.
I know many, many productions that something has gone wrong, and it certainly went wrong with ours.
That production happened years ago at the Guthrie. Wingert was cast as one of the witches. In rehearsal, she noticed some tension between the director and the actor playing Lady Macbeth, but nothing out of the ordinary. Then, the day before the first preview, Wingert got a call. The director had just fired Lady Macbeth, so Wingert would assume the role for the entire run.
And I instantly burst into tears. I was shaking. I said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. This is not... No.
She did it, although the actor playing Macbeth was in agony and missed many shows because he needed a hip replacement. Wingert has believed in the Macbeth curse ever since. But here's the thing. No one can pinpoint the origin of the curse. Catherine Scheil teaches Shakespeare at the University of Minnesota. She says there is a story that the actor who played Lady Macbeth in the first production in the early 1600s died during the run and Shakespeare himself took over the role. However, she says there's no evidence that actually occurred. Scheil says the play's dabbling in the occult has been suggested as the root of the curse, or perhaps just the story itself.
You know, the play has a lot of violence and a lot of swordplay and a lot of scenes in the dark, which increases the possibility for something to go wrong.
And then you get to economics. As a known crowd pleaser, Macbeth is often performed by theatre companies with money problems, trying to fill seats.
You know, corners may have been cut elsewhere in the production process that may increase the possibility for some sort of disaster or problem.
And then, if the company does fail, what's to blame? Why, the Scottish play, of course. But Joe Dowling's having nothing of it.
Don't blame it on the play. Blame it on the individual actors who didn't do the choreography they were supposed to do, or blame it on the director who didn't clearly mark out what he or she was meant to do. Don't blame it on poor old Shakespeare.
Dowling is Guthrie Theatre Artistic Director, and he's directing this Macbeth. It's his second production of the play. He says his first one in Washington was accident-free. He has no time for the curse.
And now I say it out loud and proud. Macbeth. I'm in a theatre and I'm saying it.
Dowling prefers to talk about the way Shakespeare created a dark psychological thriller about blind ambition. Dowling says Macbeth himself knows things are going to end badly.
But he still goes ahead because the golden round, the idea of the crown, is so impressive to him that he absolutely has to go ahead and murder Duncan.
The new production of Macbeth opens this evening at the Guthrie. There is one more twist to this story. In a St. Paul production of Macbeth in 1970, actor George Ostroska died on stage of a heart attack while playing the lead role. Veteran Guthrie actor Charles Keating, who was directing the show, took over as Macbeth the next night as a benefit for Ostroska's family. Now, we have tape of Keating telling that story, but can we find it? No. Makes you wonder about that curse. Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio News.